You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Indices closed the week with 1% gains and the Nifty ended above 10,900. These were the big stories to have emerged out of the Lal Street over the course of today. That is the 18th of January 2019. It is also the end of the trading week. Let's find out all that happened on the Lal Street right here. With me, Rakesh Sharma, an evening walk down the Lal Street on Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Benchmark indices managed to end the session on a mildly higher note, with the Nifty holding on to the 10,900 mark. Stable global cues along with the rise in IT and consumption names helped the bulls put up a tough fight. The markets were largely trading around the flat line, with bouts of negative moves the last couple of hours witnessed the erasing of losses. For the week, both the Sensex and Nifty ended 1% higher. Among sectors, pharma was the worst performing sector, dragged of course by Sun Pharma and the whistleblower stories that are brewing around Sun Pharma. Banks, auto, consumption, infrastructure sectors were the other big losers, while the Nifty mid-cap lost around 1%. At the close of market hours today, the Sensex was up 12.53 points, or 0.03%, at 36,386.61, and the Nifty was up 1.8 points, or 0.02%, at 10,907. The market breadth was negative, as 888 shares advanced, three fat ladies, against a decline of 1,633 shares, while 162 shares remained unchanged. Reliance, Kotak Mahindra Bank, and Wipro were the top gainers, while Sun Pharma and Airtel lost the most. Very quickly then, some stocks that made all the news on the Lal Street. Shares of Shilpa Medicare rose 0.5% after the company received US FDA approval for its ANDA imatinib tablets, 100 mg and 400 mg. Analysts at several brokerage firms believe that Reliance Industries' quarter three performance was largely better than expected, but there was a surprise element in the Petchem show. The oil retail to telecom giant reported a better than expected 7.7% sequential growth in the third quarter consolidated net profit at 10,251 crore rupees, driven by other income as well as telecom and retail segments. The stock ended 4% higher. Hindustan Unilever's quarter three performance was largely in line with estimates, but volume growth has been commendable, analysts at multiple brokerages said in their research notes. Jefferies, in fact, has hiked its target price on the stock of Hindustan Unilever from 1,650 to 1,770 rupees. The stock ended around 0.5% lower. Shares of Scient were down around 1.5% as investors turned wary of the stock after December quarter results announcement. The company's profit has fallen 27% to 92.3 crore rupees, while revenue remained unchanged at 1,187.7 crore rupees quarter on quarter. The company, which was supposed to consider buyback, will do so at a later date. Shares of Sun Pharmaceuticals plummeted 8.5% as investors reacted to a fresh complaint by a whistleblower against the company. According to MoneyLife magazine, between 2014 and 2017, Aditya Medisales has had over 5,800 crore rupees worth of transactions with Suraksha Realty, controlled by Sun Pharma's co-promoter Sudhir Valia. This is as per a new 172-page complaint with documents sent by the whistleblower on Sun Pharma to the market regulator, SEBI. Shares of AU Small Finance Bank fell 5% as investors reacted to the December quarter performance. Shares of Rallis India fell 5% as investors reacted to the results for the December quarter. L&T Infotech reported a fall of 6% quarter-on-quarter in its net profit for December quarter at 375.5 crore rupees. It had reported a profit of 400.3 crore rupees during the previous quarter. The stock gained 1%. Very quickly, a quick flight around the world. European stocks have been trading higher after a report of easing tensions between US and China pushed the bulls to buy more. The pan-European Stock 600 was up around 0.8% at the time of my saying this. Asia-Pacific markets were higher today on Friday as investors cheered a report saying American officials may be weighing the possibility of easing tariffs on China in a bid to push forward trade talks. The optimism lifted shares in the Greater China region. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index rose 1.14% in late afternoon trade. On the Chinese mainland, the Shanghai Composite gained 1.42% to 2,596.01, while the Shenzhen Composite and the Shenzhen Component both advanced. Well, that's it from the markets for this week. Hopefully, you've had a great week at the markets, and hopefully, what will follow in the form of the weekend is just going to be as good, if not better. Until the next time you hear from us, which is going to be all the time, by the way, there are podcasts on demand. So, whatever you want to listen to, they're all there on Apple Podcasts, on Castbox, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. You can always listen to us there. But for the market updates, you'll of course have to wait until Monday morning when I will return with a morning walk down the Lal Street and some stock picks for you to choose from. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.